You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced a second solicitation for large-scale renewable energy projects on April 25th. The state is asking for up to 20 solar, wind, or geothermal projects for a hoped-for 1.5 million megawatt hours of renewable electricity per year, enough to power 200,000 homes. Locally, though, there is a bit of a backlash to the many renewable energy projects with moratoriums on large-scale solar farms currently being discussed in Cairo and Greenville, and recently in place in Coxsackie, Copaic, Greenport, Kinderhook, Hillsdale, and other towns, as New York attempts to move to having 50% of the state's electricity made from renewable sources by 2030. One company, Cypress Creek Renewables, has projects proposed or in the works locally in Palinville, Coxsackie, Cairo, Greenville, Durham, and Westerlo. Cuomo's new solicitation seems to address concerns communities are having about solar farms, saying the solicitation will be, quote, preserving and protecting New York's valuable agricultural resources by providing bonus points for renewable energy projects that avoid overlap with land of agricultural importance to New York State, ensuring that communities that would host successfully awarded projects are fully aware of the development process. Proposers will be required to demonstrate that they have engaged with those communities and have also commenced the associated permitting processes, end quote. Emilia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that the Kinderhook Village Board voted April 11th for its new budget to exceed the state tax cap with a tax levy increase of 4.29%. Property taxes for, quote, homeowners in the village will go up about 8 cents per $1,000 of assessed property, according to an email sent out by the village and a comparison of the tax rates, end quote. Teasdale writes, quote, there is no fat in the budget, said trustee David Flaherty, quote, at some point you have to curb bonding, end quote. Flaherty said part of the tax increase will go to town reserves for future spending on a new fire truck and repairs to the village hall. The Kinderhook Village Board holds its next meeting at 7:30 p.m. May 9th. You can read the full story in the Columbia paper. David Lombardo reports in Capital Confidential that New York and five other states are forming a regional gun violence research consortium. While the federal government cannot collect or analyze data about gun violence after a 1996 ban, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Delaware, and Puerto Rico will. Quote, the consortium is a major step in our multi-state partnership to research responsible gun safety legislation and take new steps to prevent illegal guns from crossing state lines, end quote, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said in a statement. William Pridemore and Alan Lizotte from the University at Albany will be part of the public-private partnership research team. You can read the full story in Capital Confidential. The Daily Freeman reports that Republican State Senator John DeFrancisco suspended his gubernatorial campaign against Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro on April 26th. In addition, DeFrancisco won't seek re-election to the state Senate in November, according to his spokesperson. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.